Gosh. Coming up next to the stage, this is a speaker we've had so many times, but it's been like, I think 15, 16 months since we've seen her, and that's real sad. This is Mary Z.
Hey guys, keep it going for Eric. So this slice of my life that I'm going to share with you is 2 days in high school that I will never forget. So in high school, I was a big goody two-shoes and a very big nerd. My two biggest passions in high school were drama club and saving myself for marriage. So I was very religious, and so to my delight, my freshman health class had a two-day abstinence-only workshop from a Christian pregnancy counseling center called Pass Pregnancy. And if you have never had the pleasure of an abstinence workshop before, they do all of these weird exercises that have very strange metaphors for why you should save yourself for marriage. Exercise number one, the tape metaphor, aka sticky schlongs for Christ. What they do is they gave everyone in the class a piece of scotch tape. And then they had us go around and stick our pieces of scotch tape together. And then the presenter said to us, "You'll notice, everyone, the more you use your pieces of tape, the less sticky they become. They become useless and worthless, just like if you have sex before marriage. Tape!" And looking back on it, I don't think the presenter understood how genitals work. I think for a tape metaphor about sex to be accurate, the tape would have to get stickier each time you used it. You'll notice that this tape is getting really good at sticking to things. This tape can stick to things much longer. This tape can communicate its wants and desires with its partner. Tape! And of all the things to compare your bathing suit parts to, a piece of tape. To this day, I can't go inside Office Max without becoming completely aroused. I just walk in there, I'm like, scotch, duct. Oh God, double-sided, it can stick to itself! Exercise number two, the paper heart, aka... They gave everyone in the class a heart made out of red construction paper. Once again, the office supply theme ran very strong in this workshop. People always like blame the religious right for abstinence-only education. I think we have to start looking into big paper. I think they're the ones that are really behind this. So they gave everyone this construction paper heart. And then they chose a girl out of the class because, of course, they picked a girl. And they had her go around the class and they acted out a hypothetical sexual history that this girl might have in her life. And every time she did something with a boy in the class, hypothetically, they would exchange pieces of their hearts with each other. And so they'd go around and it would be like, oh, like... Samantha made out with Billy after choir practice. Like, she gave him this big piece of her heart because she really, really cared for him and he didn't really care for her. So like, he just wanted to make out with a girl. So he gave her this tiny bit of his heart. And then they did that like a bunch of times going around with like different things until finally Samantha is getting married to Tommy. Tommy is a virgin. If you look at his heart, sure, there's a few nips, a few tears in it, but it's mostly intact. Tommy has a whole heart to give to her. And then they pick up Samantha's heart. And it's a mangled piece of crap with a Band-Aid hanging off of it. This is the heart that Samantha is giving to her husband. And so I was like already on the abstinence bandwagon at that point. So these exercises that like should have struck me as being completely crazy only further proved my motivation to stay abstinent till marriage. Like I was like, I am not giving my husband a piece of broken construction paper. I'm keeping my tape sticky for him. And it was at that point that they handed out these things called ATM cards that stood for abstinence till marriage cards. And I signed mine and kept it in my wallet all throughout high school. Now, I just want to say that for the record, abstinence is a totally valid choice for people. I'm not pro teenagers boning each other. I'm pretty neutral on that issue. But I think that in high school in sex ed, that abstinence should be taught as a choice, as a form of empowerment. It should be taught along with consent and self-worth. It should be something that builds us up, not something that is part of making kids think that they are mangled pieces of construction paper with Band-Aids hanging off of them. Okay, bye!
Thank you, Mary. I mean, yeah, that sounds like a horrifying workshop, and I'm sorry that is the education you were given. But on the other hand, I would like a construction paper heart. I just want a visualization of how I feel inside. Please. Anyway, guys, what the hell am I saying?